What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman for AwesomeO.com, and I am back with my NBA DFS contenders on FanDuel for Monday, November 29th. Now, be sure to hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter, at Josh Engelman, only place you're getting updates to my sim results as we get closer to lock. Let me know in the comments section who is your favorite and least favorite of my contenders for today's slate. And finally, shout out to Prize Picks for being the presenting sponsor of this video. Use the promo code AwesomeO when signing up to get up to $100 on your first deposit. Now we're rounding out the bottom of my top 10 with Damian Lillard, Darius Bazley, Jakob Poeltl, Keldon Johnson, and Donovan Mitchell on the outside looking in. Who will be my favorites? My top five plays for today? It's time to find out. First up at number five, I'm looking at Malcolm Brogdon. He is point guard, shooting guard eligible, 7,200, projected for 40. The goal's 45.5, and he's in the optimal lineup 23% of the time. I got him right around 1.1 fantasy points per minute in this spot, 35 minutes, 27% usage, 21-7-6, maybe a stock, slight pace up spot against Minnesota. Minnesota's defense has been slightly better this year. I don't think that holds, but I think it's like an average defensive matchup. Ultimately, I think these prices are coming down on some of these Indiana guys based on their minutes recently. But when this game's competitive, or if this game's competitive, Malcolm Brogdon is playing 35 minutes or more, and I'm going to want him in that scenario. Next up at number four, I'm looking at Kevin Porter. He is point guard, small forward eligible, 6,300, projected for 34. The goal is 42, and he is in the optimal lineup 23% of the time. Porter's going to see a little bit more of everything with no Jalen Green, so I got him in for 33 minutes. He's going to be around a fantasy point per minute, 26% usage, 16-7-6 as just a baseline seems pretty good, a stock and a half, and you're not going to find many matchups that are better than facing Oklahoma City. It might not be a pace up spot, it's totally pace neutral, but there's not really a ton of talent on the opposite side that should be slowing Kevin Porter down, other than, I guess, Lu Dort defensively. He should have his hands full one way or the other and probably doesn't care all that much. So Kevin Porter with no Jalen Green in at number four, and you get to use him at point guard or small forward. Staying with the Houston Rockets, for power forward center eligible, Christian Wood, just 7,400, projected for 41.5. The goal is 46.5. He's in the optimal lineup 23% of the time. I'm giving Wood 32 minutes, 1.3 fantasy points per minute in this spot, 25% usage, 19 points and 13 boards. He should have a big day on the glass. He might even get two assists and maybe a stock and a half. Same not pace up spot at all for Houston, but it doesn't matter. Oklahoma City is like a G League team masquerading as an NBA team. Honestly, so is Houston to a degree, but the fact that Christian Wood can be played at the power forward spot is massive on FanDuel. Staying in the same game, switching teams though, Josh Giddey in at number two, shooting guard eligible, 6,200, projected for 36. The goal's 41. He's in the optimal lineup 26% of the time. Now, Oklahoma City sees the benefit of this matchup. They gain 3.7 possessions over their average by taking on Houston. Giddey's going to play 32 minutes, around 1.1 fantasy points per minute, 21% usage, 13 points, 9 boards, 6.5 assists. This guy does everything, plus 2 stocks. It's the pace-up spot that really makes this appealing. You wish Giddey had the point guard eligibility as well. He'd be even more popular, but for right now, he's in at number 2. Now, before we get to that number one contender, one last reminder, please hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter at Josh Engelman, and let me know in the comments section who your favorite and least favorite contenders are. And don't forget to sign up at Prize Picks using the promo code AwesomeO. This one's pretty easy. He separates from the pack. PJ Washington is your number one contender. Power forward center eligible, just 4,900. Projected for 30.5. The goal's 35.5. He's in the optimal lineup 34% of the time. I gave him 30 minutes. He could conceivably play a little bit more. He's right around a fantasy point per minute, and he's likely going to be the starting five against Chicago in a pretty good matchup. It's especially good for him because foul trouble should be a little bit less worrisome because Nikola Vucevic is not the type of guy that gets fouled a lot. So if he can avoid those fouls, PJ Washington can be out there longer. 13 points, 7 boards, 2.5 assists, a steal, a block. The fact that he is only 4,900 is an incredible value. The fact that you can play him at power forward as well, massive. PJ Washington is your number one contender for today. Alrighty, folks, that will do it. Those are my NBA DFS contenders on FanDuel for Monday, November 29th. DraftKings version of this video is around here somewhere. Check it out. Good luck tonight, everybody. Keep your eyes peeled for my Twitter for updates and to Live Before Lock, which I will be on from 6 to 7. We'll see you again tomorrow morning for another edition of The Contenders.